I fear I have bad news. Coming at you live. It is 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Unfortunately, we lost about 40 minutes. My mustache. We lost about 40 minutes of the podcast audio. So unless you just kind of want to like watch us on YouTube talk without being able to understand what we're talking about, we had to cut about 40 minutes. So enjoy what we have left over. Miss Jamie is in LA right now. I'm at home in Miami. We are living the life. Bro, I'm in my bonnet right now. Let's not even talk about my mustache. Let's not even talk about it. My mustache keeps going away. I hope you enjoy this quick episode. We're going to have a longer one next week, and then we're going to do an even longer one the following week. Just, you know, to apologize for how quick this one is. Thank you guys for sticking through with us. We appreciate you.
Hey, girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
One day my prince will come.
Yeah, I keep saying that. He's still not here.
Okay, I had a dream about my ex last night.
Mr. Robotongue?
Mr. Robotongue.
Was he robotonguing?
No, he was just like, he showed up. I don't remember. I just remember his energy and like feeling him. And then his cousin reached out to me for like to introduce her to someone for a business proposal. And then his other cousin just watched our story. I haven't been associated with his family in like since we broke up, pretty much.
It's been almost 2 years.
And then out of nowhere, I have a dream about him. And then two of his family members pop up. I call sus.
I don't know what it, maybe he's thinking about you. He's talking about you.
The psychicness is real.
The telepathy.
I hear you.
Come eat my pussy, please.
I miss your tongue skills.
Yeah, I've been thinking about calling my ex. Not even texting. Straight up FaceTime.
Same.
That's diabolical.
Just to be like, sup.
So, what up, big head?
Do you want to admit anything?
You want to come down to Miami and rail me out?
Exactly. No, you know it's like guy and bad when you start like thinking about going back to your exes.
Yeah.
Because like when the moment happened, we were like, we're so strong and independent.
But my pussy isn't.
No, she's weak.
She's needy.
She's weak.
She's weak.
She is like a man. She'll just.
No, she's like that movie Teeth, like ravenous.
Yeah.
Gnawing away at it.
Like a little anteater.
Somebody said they don't like how we chew. On the podcast?
Yeah, I was like, what's your pet peeve? And they were like, hearing you chew on the podcast.
I'm so glad we don't wear headphones anymore, so I don't have to like...
I think I miss the headphones.
I do too, for like being able to hear us. It helps people focus when there's multiple people on a podcast.
And you can also hear how loud we're screaming when you have the headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Or if you're breathing like into the mic, you can hear it and tone down.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing. Oh, I had a frog in my throat. There's nothing worse than when you just hear yourself go while someone's talking. So you can't even cut it out.
No, it's always in the middle of something important too. And I'm like,
and you're like, that was the best clip for the episode.
Yeah, every time.
All right, guys, what's up? Happy Tuesday. It's your girl, Jamie Lee. And this is the Two Girls, One Blunt podcast with your co-host,
Emily Wade.
Emily Wade.
This is Two Girls, One Blunt, guys. At night. Two Girls, One Blunt late. Late night.
Yeah, it's about 10 o'clock and we're filming and we're going to wrap it up. This is going to be a quick episode because a hot man just flew into town and I want to go get dinner with him. We'll see if he ends up answering because I don't know if he's going to wait an hour to get food if he's starving.
I would not. But I would go out with you after. I would like stay out.
I'd be like, come to my building and like the bar here.
Yeah.
For a drink.
That's a nice bar.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's open.
Okay, but Jesus Christ.
If you're new to the Two Girls, One Blunt podcast, We're raw, relatable, and risky. We talk about some crazy shit. We talk about some important shit, the mental health, the funny. I don't know. I don't know what you're going to get today. Because I also, it's 10 o'clock. I have to leave here at 4 a.m. to go to L.A. And I haven't packed yet. And I'm talking about going to dinner with a man.
I never sleep before a flight. Like, there's no need for me to sleep. I just stay up.
I'm going to take a nap tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the worst part is, like, the jet lag of, like, the fact that I'm going to get there and it's going to be, like, 9:30 in the morning. But I left here at 4.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I have a long day ahead of me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I always sleep through my L.A. flights.
And how do you wake up, Emily?
I fart myself awake. I fart myself awake on planes. I fart myself awake with men. Like, I be tooting.
Yep.
But only at night when my sphincter is relaxed.
Oh.
Like, I'm too uptight during the day to fart.
Is it your butthole that's relaxed, or is it your, like, belly muscles relaxing?
Maybe it's both.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm in a constant panic, I'm just like, everything's tensed up.
I'm just clenched. I walk around and I'm like, why are my butt cheeks clenched right now?
Oh, I feel like that about my chest. I just notice I just walk like hunched over all the time. And I have to like force myself to be like, zoop. Also, like when you're, if you're working on your confidence and like trying, if you're doing, whether it's content creation or life or your job, I swear to God, practice the power pose. Like, stand up, your shoulders down, your chest up, get everything, like, get a posture good and look up and just be like, I'm great.
I think they call it, like, superhero posing. You just stand there in that position for 5 minutes before, like, a job interview, a first date, a podcast, whatever you're doing that makes you nervous, and you just stand up. And imagine if you're doing that all the time and you're anxious all the time, it would help.
It does help. That's the only way. I've also noticed, that's the only way that I can flip myself back into reality and be like, no, you're that bitch. Because I'm constantly, my mind is going down a rabbit hole of why I'm not worthy or good enough to be where I'm at. Or like just feeling bad. Mm-hmm. And then I fix my posture while I'm walking and I start like walking like I'm on a runway and I'm like, oh no, you forgot who you are. And she's back.
I always forget who I am. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with getting insecurities fixed.
What is it? Dissociating? Or what is it? Identity? What's dissociative identity disorder? DID?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like that might be me, but they're all aware of each other.
I feel like everybody who says they have DID just have like voices in their head.
Shut up, Emily.
That's just like normal. People have voices in their head.
Yeah. Also, I was like, I had the question the other day. I was like, am I schizophrenic? And then I like watched a video of a guy who was actually schizophrenic. And did you know that they have service dogs that help with schizophrenia?
Yeah, I saw a video on TikTok the other day of a guy who has like a seeing eye schizophrenic dog.
Yeah.
That literally, if he thinks there's a human in the room, he'll like point to his dog and his dog will react if there's like a person, but not if it's his hallucination.
Yeah, he'll be like, greet. Greet.
Yeah.
And if the dog doesn't greet anyone, he knows he's hallucinating.
That's pretty sick.
That's crazy.
But imagine you don't hallucinate humans. Like you hallucinate something like you're on an acid trip. How would your dog know? Like, how would you train it to tell you?
I would just say like, if the dog wasn't reacting, you just know it's all in your head. It also looks like that guy lived alone, which scares me.
I couldn't live alone.
I couldn't be schizophrenic and live alone.
No, you got to choose one battle.
You know, yeah. I would have to have a roommate that I could like, or somebody like live with family.
But then I would also be scared. And if you're paranoid already, that the person who's living with me is actually against me. So if I'm like being like, oh, is this a hallucination? They would lie to me and make me think I'm crazier than I am. And then take advantage of me.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. The thoughts in my head are really dark and they just keep coming. They never stop.
The rumination. Like you ruminate on thoughts.
I'd be ruminating.
Yeah. You're a ruminator.
In my ruminator 3000.
I ruminate too, to the point where I'm like, do I have OCD? I'm just like going through the lists of things based on my like symptoms. And I'm just like, maybe I have it all. Maybe I have like the melting pot of mental illnesses.
You hit the jackpot. If you get five in a row, you get a sixth for free.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe I'm totally sane and that's why I'm constantly thinking, do I have a mental illness? Do you think people who just like survive and like live and then don't have like these problems or like these thoughts, like, don't you think something's wrong with them? I'm like, you're not developed enough to have forward thinking thought or like to have, what is it when you're like looking at something?
Like outside perspective?
Yeah. Or just
what were you trying to
think
say?
Deeper, think outside the box.
Do you think any, there's no successful person that doesn't have something fucked up about them. Like you got to be a little tap to like really tap into success.
That's the star power.
Yeah.
And then I guess there's like always like 1 in 100 of like random people who didn't have any trauma. And they're like, yeah, it just worked out for me.
Must be nice.
And they like don't need to pull from pain. You know what I was thinking? Because like if I want to do acting, I would pull from my trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And then I a TikTok came up and the girl was like, some of my students are so traumatized and so triggered by their past that they actually can't like channel into that. Because it puts them in a state of being triggered to the point where they can't control it. And then they're just triggered instead of acting.
I don't even remember my trauma to feel it anymore. Like, I just feel nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good.
Have you ever tried Zoloft?
No. What's that?
It's an SSRI.
Does it make you gain weight?
No.
Really?
No. You just feel like for the first month, you're going to feel like you're literally on cloud nine and nothing can stress you out or bother you.
But I already feel that.
Not in a numb way.
Oh.
Like I was having so much anxiety that everything was bothering me. And it like got rid of that anxiousness.
Yeah, I think I'm like low level anxious always.
So if you're ruminating on things or having thoughts, it like kind of it like calms your mind. And you just have one thought and you're like, I have to do something today. And there's not the noise of like, well, what about this and this angle and this and your roommate hates you. And like, mm-hmm. You know, there's none of that.
No, I don't know what it is. I always say,
Spiritual warfare.
No, it's the time of year. Like, that's why I'm getting more depressed. But like, I think I'm just always depressed and it just keeps happening. Like every 2 months it gets like bad again. Maybe it is time to go on SSRIs. But the thing about SSRIs is they're supposed to cure bad thoughts where you want to, or you want to like hurt yourself or whatever your thoughts are telling you. And they all induce like suicidal ideation, like anxiety, depressive thoughts. Those are all the side effects of SSRIs.
I had to use SSRIs as a tool instead of the solution where I did them for like a short amount of time where it actually allowed me to live life normally for a little bit. And then see where I would have been triggered because I started noticing when because my body is so used to being triggered in certain moments, when I wasn't being triggered in those moments, I felt my body kind of want to be, but then my mind was like, nah, dude, it's chill. And then I had I was self-aware to be like, oh, this would have thrown me for a loop. And it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so by being able to identify those, I couldn't identify any of those things that I was having, any of those triggers. So the SSRIs helped me with that. After taking them for too long, then I started feeling like a zombie. And then I had like no life. And then I was just like the depressed.
But I already feel like a zombie.
So then you need Wellbutrin.
That did nothing for me.
You need to up your Wellbutrin.
I was on a super low dosage and I was like, this is doing nothing. I took Ritalin for a while and I was so angry for months.
Oh, Ritalin.
I was furious at everything.
Oh my God,
everyone.
Couldn't imagine you on Ritalin.
That you knew me.
Really?
Yeah. We lived together.
Is this Dorchester?
Mm-hmm. This was like 3 months into Dorchester.
So the pandemic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no shit, Sherlock. That's why you were angry. We were in a fucking pandemic.
But I was expressing it.
When's your like last really happy thought?
I don't know. I'm happy when I hang out with my friends. I'm happy with my cats.
Yeah, it sucks when your friends can't hang out.
I was happy at the aquarium.
Yeah, that was nice. So you just gotta do more shit.
I promised myself when I started OnlyFans, I was like, okay, there's freedom to being my own boss. I was like, I'm gonna go to a museum every week.
Oh yeah.
Every week. I thought that was like easier. I haven't gone to a museum once here.
Because there's something about having the motivation of being your own boss, though. Yeah, you have the freedom, but it's a different level. Like when you go to work and you're 9 to 5, you can kind of shut your mind off even though you're working, in the sense of like you're dedicating your brain activity to just work. Like outside life shit for the most part isn't coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you're your own boss, like all of that mixes. So there's no shutting it off and giving your mind that break. Or like, it doesn't matter what we're doing, whether it's editing, whether it's filming, whether it's going to a network, all of those are bunched into the same thing. So your brain can't compartmentalize them. I'm high, guys. Compartmentalize them.
Like there's no defined split time for work and defined split time for yourself. And then like workout, like it's not carved out as if you had a schedule.
Yeah. But if you gave yourself a schedule as your own boss, like 9 to 5, then you could be like, whatever I get done during this moment is all I can do today. And I'll get to the rest tomorrow. And just delegating tasks, like writing a whole list. Here's my to-do list for the week. Now, what do I need to get done first? And the due dates. And you kind of set it up. And then you just do that every day. And then outside of that.
What was that supplement we used to take? That was like the watermelon powder.
The Genius, like nootropics.
I need to start taking those again. The Genius nootropics are amazing. It's a powder you just put in a liquid and it has caffeine in it. But I felt like I was on Adderall. Like I was so focused. Why did I stop taking that?
My next question was, why when we do something that's good for us and makes us feel good, do we stop doing it?
That's what I did with medication. I would start to feel good on like Celexa or whatever medication I was on. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm fine. Like I'm cured. I don't need help anymore. And I would get off it and then I would go into a slump. I see myself as good. And I'm like, okay, I'm fine now.
That's so true.
And I'm not fine.
That's exactly it. Cause when I go to the gym after a while, I start feeling so good. So when I take a day off, I'm like, I'm so fit and healthy. It's okay if I take a day off and that day turns into 3 years.
Yeah. Yep.
Like yep. I can never stop doing something. Like,
but when I was in a class and was teaching martial arts and had to be at a class at a certain time to keep up with my training, I was there 5 days a week working out. No problem.
When we had personal training, I was working.
I need someone to yell at me.
Yeah, that's also the thing of the 9 to 5 is you're not your own boss. So somebody else is telling you what to do. And then you can like rebel against them. But when you're your own boss and you're kind of a rebel at heart, you just start rebelling against yourself. Like I literally think I got everything I wanted and lived a life that I wanted. And then I was like, no, I don't think this is like what I wanted. And so then I got rid of it. And then my whole life crumbled. And then I was like, oh, maybe I did want that. But other things were making me feel not good. Had I just continued, I would have been where I thought I was going to be.
Yeah. If we just stayed the course.
Yeah, maybe I jumped ship too early. Like I didn't wait till I was like a mile offshore. I waited till I was like 100 miles offshore.
Yeah.
And then I was sharks. Like, I can make it back to shore.
No, there are sharks surrounding us. Like,
yeah.
No land in sight. We're fucked.
Yeah.
But we're going to be fine.
Yeah, we are okay. This is just kind of like a diary. Hey guys, I would never kill myself.
If I ever die, it's because someone murdered me.
Yes, absolutely. They it wasn't got me, to me, but someone murdered me too. I can't even hit somebody. Hey,
you know what would suck? If we were both murdered, we lived together, so nobody would find us for like a while.
I think David would have our find our iPhone. He would know that we're at home and then we didn't answer. And maybe one day he would just show up.
Ray would probably show up too.
But our door would probably be locked. Or it'd be unlocked because they left. Unless they took the key like a sneaky little bastard.
That'd be smart.
That would be smart.
I would do that if I was a murderer. Take their key.
Why would someone murder us?
I don't know. Like,
we're annoying.
Yeah. Like I burp. I always embarrass myself. I'm like, I say stuff and I'm like, why are you saying this? Like, you're stupid. I get secondhand embarrassment from myself. A lot.
Why are you embarrassed?
It's like if you say something and you bomb, I'm like, oh, that was bad. Like sometimes I say this a lot. I'm like, I bomb real life, not just comedy shows.
You know what I've been noticing when I'm bombing is when I'm high. Because I'm like, oh, I didn't read that right. And I also didn't care to read it right. I just said something and I was like, this is funny to me. And then everyone's like, you're weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just high. You don't get it.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just like anxiety. When I feel anxious, I bomb more instead of.
That's what I'm saying. So when you like, when you have that negative self-talk, like you said something and you're like, oh, that was so embarrassing right there. You just gave yourself anxiety.
Yeah.
In your social situation.
Yeah.
So I had to start just being like,
well,
I'm better than everyone else.
I am a god.
Yeah, no, like you, but you have to like, when you do something stupid like that, you have to just be like, hey, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. And if those people are going to judge you off of like one fuck up and they don't allow you the space to bomb, then those people suck.
They do suck.
And that's not on us.
No, I'm perfect.
You have to think of all the times you killed and be like, I'm going to get them again. Instead of like getting down on yourself, use it as motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, wait till you hear the punchlines that are coming next. No, but social anxiety is so real. And I feel like I've been getting it a lot more and a lot worse.
I think it's because everything else kind of is in shambles for me right now.
Yeah.
Everything's in shambles. So everything's kind of like topsy turvy and I don't have stable footing on anything. Well, you.
Well, you think I'm trying to murder you, apparently.
I sleep with one eye open.
That sounded personal. But the answer is yeah. Do you think that? That's also the thing, too. I feel like we were looking for external things, and it's like, yo, we just have to help build each other.
Mm-hmm.
Or not get mad at each other or take things personally.
Mm-hmm. And also build ourselves at the same time. I've been trying.
But you
my
know,
eye starts twitching. Like, I'm trying.
I'm doing my best.
I'm out here.
Well, you know,
I can show you the world.
I'm drinking a caffeine drink at 10 o'clock.
I'm drinking a White Claw on a Wednesday night.
I know. I hope this fucker answers me. Should we go through our list of things?
Okay, so we were talking about being a god. I have a topic. I was watching a TikTok the other day, and they were like, that disease sounds biblical. I forget what the disease was, but I wrote in my phone a list of diseases that sound biblical.
Okay.
Leprosy. That's from back then.
It is.
That's a BC disease. But people have it today.
It just never went away.
Just like Jesus Christ.
He's always in me.
All right. Gout.
For sure.
Biblical.
Like, did Jesus have gout?
Maybe. Oh, you know, it would feel good if you had gout? Being nailed to a cross.
Because it's getting in that
spot. Getting the fluid out. Right? Wait, what's gout?
I thought it was when you're like, feet turn black. You lose them.
Right? Gout. A form of arthritis that causes severe pain, swelling, redness, and tenderness in the joints. It is not what I thought. Okay. Next one. Pernicious anemia.
That sounds like a flower. That sounds like a
species. It does sound like a flower.
Like a species of a flower. What
like
is
an
that?
Orchid?
Yeah, like what is that?
Pernicious anemia? Give me a second.
where are you finding these diseases? You just Google list of all diseases?
I did. And then I went down the list and was like, what sounds biblical? Menin, pernicious. Okay. What the fuck is pernicious anemia? Bro, I'm not playing. Oh. It's anemia. Okay, next one. Alpha viruses.
Alpha virus?
It just sounded like very godly.
Oh, that's like what people got on Noah's Ark or some shit.
Yeah, like those are the first viruses.
Alpha virus.
God said, bring two of everything. He said, bet.
Got an alpha and a beta.
Chancroid.
What?
It's an STD.
Chancroid?
Chancroid.
What the fuck is that? And why have I never heard of that STD? And am I at risk?
People with chancroid are at a high risk of syphilis and HIV infection. It's a highly contagious yet curable STD caused by the bacteria Haemophilus ducreyi. What are three symptoms? Raised and painful bumps on the skin of your genitals, ulcers that develop from those bumps, sores, leakage of pus and infectious fluid, and then spreading and connecting of those sores into larger areas. That's disgusting, and that's biblical.
Yeah, that... but, like, how do you know then, like, somebody could be like, oh, you have herpes, and then it's just that.
It's... What is this one?
Chancroid?
Chancroid?
Chancroid. That's a fake name. That's fake news. Would you read that on The Onion?
Where did I read it on? The Illinois State website.
Oh, one of those corn fuckers has that weird disease.
One of those corn fuckers. Hey, those are my cousins.
It's like decrepit.
Those, you better put some respect on those corn fuckers' names.
Corn fucker.
And then arboviral encephalitis.
That sounds biblical.
The encephalitis part does. Wingardium encephalitis.
Okay, what are you in Harry Potter? Those are your gods. Are we talking about different things?
Talking about the Greek gods. Those are my gods.
Instead of before Christ, it's before Potter.
Yeah, that's my whole list.
Wow.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I feel like I was just... you know, transported back in the day.
Amen.
Before Potter.
And may they have gout.
Oh, that would terrify me. Emily, you said something today about your depression. Let's go back to that.
What'd I say?
You said life is going to be too much. You're at a point in your life where you'd let a man shit on you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot I said that. I'm feeling much better now. Is that something I could take back?
I don't know. You said it once. I feel like I'm going to hold it against you now forever.
I said I was at a point in my life where I'd let a man shit on me.
Yeah.
You know what? I stand by it.
You're like, bring it back. Rewind. Why?
I feel like there's nothing else for me to experience in this lifetime.
I know.
I'm drinking a White Claw and taking Benadryl.
Holy moly.
Is that for me or is that your yawn?
That was my yawn when I thought about it. And I'm drinking an energy drink and it doesn't matter.
If there's any topics you want to hear us talk about, anything of that nature, please just shoot us a DM. Leave us a review. 5 stars, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, comments on YouTube. We appreciate the hell out of you guys. My voice is absolutely gone because of allergies, so don't mind me sounding like poop. But thank you for listening. We love y'all. Mm-hmm.